the one that comes up a little bit higher. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上早。
I hate to see the little children go.
真的不愿意看到这些孩子们离开。
We really thank the Lord for gathering us in front of Him.
感谢主今天把我们召集在他面前。
So that we can taste and see and remember how good our Lord is.
对，我们可以看到他，可以品尝他对我们。
Who will lead us and guide us through this difficult time.
他带领我们，引导我们经过这个困难的时期。
Such pestilence.
这样的冲击。
And when we hear rumors of wars and when we actually see wars happening.
当我们听到打仗的声音，并且也看到战争实际发生的时候。
We cannot help but think of the Lord's words.
我们不能不想到主的话。
These are the birth pains before he comes back.
这是他回来之前的产痛。
Indeed, he will come back.
他将要回来。
And before he comes back,
但他回来之前,
we thank God that the Holy Spirit is with us.
我们感谢圣灵在我们里面。
And even today, he is with us.
今天就在我们里面。
I think for those of us who have known the Lord for a while and who have matured in the Lord,
我们相信在主里面有一段时间并且成熟的弟兄姐妹。
Times like this may be a little bit easier to navigate.
遇到这样的情况的话，我们比较容易经过。
But those who don't know the Lord that well,
但是对神不那么认识。
Those who are younger in the Lord,
在主里面还年幼的,
it may be quite more difficult.
可能会非常的艰难。
Especially those who have grown up in the church, whose parents have been believers as long as they know in their life.
特别是对那些在教会中长大，他们一生都知道父母是基督徒的。
I think they need to be encouraged.
他们需要被鼓励。
They need to see and taste and experience the Lord the way we have.
他们需要像我们一样来看见并且尝到主的滋味。
And my prayer is that through today's passage in Joshua chapter 3,
我的祷告是借着约书亚记第三章,
the Lord will encourage all of us.
主可以给我们每个人都带来激励。
And especially those who are a little bit younger in the Lord.
特别是在主里面年轻的那些弟兄姐妹。
Before we begin, let's have another short prayer.
我们开始之前，让我们先有一个简短的祷告。
Father, we are so thankful that you prepared the table for us to come together.
父，我们谢谢你为我们预备了你的桌子，我们可以一同来到你面前。
To eat of your Son and to drink of your Son.
可以吃你的儿子也一同来喝他。
That we may be truly strengthened on the inside.
所以我们里面可以被你所刚强。
And as we come to your word, we need your Holy Spirit.
我们到你话语面前的时候需要你的圣灵。
Who can understand your heart and your mind without the Holy Spirit helping us?
若没有圣灵的帮助，谁能够明白你的话？
So we pray for your very presence with us this morning.
我们求你今天与我们同在。
Speak to us.
向我们说话。
We need to hear you.
我们需要听见你的声音。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Before we read the passage today,
在读今天的经文之前，
just a little bit of a background.
介绍，简单的介绍一下，好，背景。
Please be patient with me. I think most of you are very familiar with the background.
相信很多人已经很熟悉这个背景了，请大家能够忍耐我一下。
Before we come to Joshua, the Israelites had been wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
在约书亚记之前，以色列人在旷野已经流浪了40年。
At the end of the 40 years, it was time for the Israelites to enter into the promised land.
40年结束之后，就是他们要进入应许之地的时间。
This was the very land that God had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这就是神应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅地和雅各的地。
This promise was given to Abraham some 400 years earlier.
神在400年前把这个应许赐给亚伯拉罕。
God had told Abraham that his descendants will be in a land that's not theirs and be persecuted there.
神告诉亚伯拉罕，他的后裔要在不属于他们的地上400年，并且受逼迫。
But God also promised Abraham that he will deliver them.
神同时也应许亚伯拉罕，神要拯救他们。
And bring them into the very promised land that he promised them.
并且带他们进入神所要应许给他们的应许之地。
So indeed, the Israelites were afflicted in Israel, in Egypt for a long time.
所以以色列人在埃及生活了很长的时间。
But God delivered them with a mighty hand.
神用他大能的手拯救他们。
After they left Egypt, God brought them to Mount Sinai.
他们离开埃及之后，神把他们带到西乃山。
And there they stayed for a little over a year.
他们在那里待了一年多。
God gave them the law.
神把律法赐给他们。
And God gave them instructions to build the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant.
神也指示他们如何建造会幕和约柜。
It was on the mercy seat on the Ark of the Covenant that the Lord appeared to Moses to speak with him face to face.
是在约柜的施恩座上，神面对面的与摩西说话。
It was also on the Ark of the Covenant that the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud was on top of for the Lord to be seen.
同样的，火柱和云柱火柱和云柱也是在约柜之上，神在那里面显现。
So that as the Israelites see the column of fire and the column of cloud, they can see that the Lord is always with them.
所以当以色列人看到云柱和火柱的时候，他们就知道神永远与他们同在。
After all this was done, God led His people from Mount Sinai towards the Promised Land.
这之后呢，神就带领以色列人离开西乃山，向应许之地进发。
He led them to Kadesh Barnea.
神带他们来到了加底斯巴尼亚。
He was just about to lead his people into the land flowing with milk and honey.
就是在神将要带领他们进入牛奶与蜜之地之前。
12 men were sent in to spy out the land.
有12个探子，他们进入了他们到迦南地去窥探。
After 40 days, they came back and they reported.
40天之后，他们回来报告。
10 of them said,
他们说,
We are not able,
他们当中10个人说,
We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are.
我们不能上去攻击那里的人，因为他们比我们强壮。
These 10 men went throughout the camp, telling them that we can't go in, they're too strong for us.
这十个人走遍了全营，告诉他们当地的人比他们强壮。
They discouraged the whole camp.
他使全营的人都丧胆。
Two of the spies, however, came back and said, we can go.
但是这十二个探子里面有两个人回来说，我们可以上去。
Joshua and Caleb believed in the Lord and said,
就是约书亚和加勒他们相信神的话。
Let us go up at once and occupy, for we are able to overcome.
他们说让我们上去，因为我们能够得胜。
The people, the whole camp believed the 10 spies.
所有的以色列人都相信那十个探子。
They rebelled and disobeyed the Lord.
他们背逆神，反对神。
They refused to enter the promised land.
他们拒绝进入应许之地。
They wanted to choose another leader other than Moses so that this new leader can lead them back to Egypt.
他们要在摩西之外选另外一个领袖带他们回埃及。
This unbelief and rebellion angered the Lord.
他们这样的不信和悖逆使神发怒。
After all that he had done for them, what more could he do to prove himself to them?
神已经做了那么多，神还需要再做什么来向他们证明自己呢？
The Lord told the whole nation to turn back.
神就告诉以色列全国你们回去。
They told them that they are to wander the wilderness for 40 years.
告诉他们将要在旷野流浪40年。
Until every fighting man 20 years and older died in the wilderness.
直到所有20岁以上的人死在旷野。
Everyone except Joshua and Caleb.
除了约书亚和加勒之外的所有的人。
At the end of the 40 years,
40年之后,
every one of the men 20 years and older died in the wilderness.
20岁之上的所有的人都倒闭在旷野。
But those who were born in the wilderness, what would it have been like for them?
那但是对于那些在旷野出生的，他们的生活又是如何？
They didn't see the wonders in Egypt.
他们没有见过在埃及的奇事。
They didn't experience the Passover.
他们没有经历过逾越节。
They did not walk through the Red Sea on dry ground.
他们也没有从干地经过红海。
They did not see the Lord descending on Mount Sinai in power and glory.
他们也没有看到神带着大能和荣耀降临在西乃山。
What they would have seen in the 40 years is manna.
他们在这40年所见到的是玛拿。
They would have drunk the water from the rock.
他们喝的水是从岩石流出来的。
But all these they would have seen and experienced and eaten and drunk from very young age.
他们从一小就是这样长大的。
It's possible that they grow up thinking that this is normal. Manna and water from the rock is normal.
他们很可能觉得以为这些玛拿是很平常的，是很正常的事。
Nothing unusual.
没有什么奇特的。
I think similarly for those children who are born and grow up in a Christian home.
对于在基督徒家庭长大的孩子的情形也是很相似的。
They have heard the gospel so many times.
他们已经多次听了福音。
The Bible stories have become so familiar.
他们对圣经的故事也非常的熟悉。
The Lord's table that celebrated is every week.
每周也来一同纪念主的桌子。
For them, perhaps the presence of the Lord and the realness of the Lord may not be so real.
对他们来讲，神的同在，神的真实，恐怕不是那么真实。
The new generation that were born in the wilderness needed to know that the living God was with them.
在旷野长大的一代，他们需要真实的认识神。
They needed to see and to know for themselves.
他们需要自己来认识神。
What the older people and the older generation knew for themselves.
就像老的一代，他们自己见过的一样。
At the end of the 40 years in the wilderness, Moses died too.
在旷野40年之后，摩西也死了。
But before Moses died, God told Moses to anoint Joshua.
在摩西死之前，神告诉摩西要膏约书亚。
To take his place to lead Israel into the promised land.
来代替摩西，带领以色列人进入应许之地。
In Joshua chapter 1, the Lord strengthened Joshua and encouraged him.
在约书亚记第一章，神鼓励约书亚说,
Joshua 1:5 says, Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you.
他说，就像我与摩西怎样与摩西同在，我要怎样与你同在。我不会离弃你，也不会撇弃你。
Joshua 1:9, Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
约书亚记第一章第九节，你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Joshua also sent out spies, two of them this time.
约书亚呢也派了两个探子。
They spied out the land, came back and reported.
他们从迦南回来之后报告说，
Truly, the Lord has given all the land into our hands, and also all the inhabitants of the land melt away because of us.
主实在把全地都交在我们手中。那里所有的居民都因着我们而心消化了。
This was in contrast to the previous generation of men who came back and discouraged the people.
这和上一代那些回来的探子使以色列人的心消化是完全相反。
They returned and encouraged the people.
他们回来，并且他们鼓励以色列人。
Let me read Joshua chapter 1, verses 1, 10, and 11 before we read the full chapter of Joshua 3.
我们在读约书亚记第三章之前，我们先来读约书亚记第一章的第十节和第十一节。
And Joshua commanded the officers of the people, pass through the midst of the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for within 3 days you are to pass over this Jordan.To go in to take possession of the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess.
于是，约书亚吩咐百姓的官长说：“你们要走遍营中，吩咐百姓说，当预备食物，因为三日之内你们要过着约旦河，进去得耶和华你们神赐你们为业之地。”
Actually, for the sake of time, would it be okay if I just read English?Chapter 3, 好不好？好。
It's okay.
So let me read Joshua chapter 3 in English. I don't know if Chinese, so Chinese is up. You can read along in Chinese if you feel more comfortable. So Joshua chapter 3. Oh, by the way, the book of Joshua, in chapter 1 we just read, is chapter 1 and chapter 2,
约书亚记哈，第一章和第二章。
This is what they call a non-linear narrative.
就是他们讲的呢，不是按时间顺序。
God inserted chapter 2 between chapter 1 and 3, but it's not, if you look at the time, it just doesn't fit in between chapter 1 and chapter 3.
也就是第二章其实从时间上来看并不是处于第一章和第三章之间。
So if we read chapter 1, those verses, and then go on to chapter 3, chronologically, that will fit.
如果我们从第一章跳到第三章的话，时间上是连续的。
Joshua chapter 3, verse 1. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shittim. And they came to the Jordan,He and all the people of Israel and lodged there before they passed over. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, As soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it. Yet there shall be a distance between you and it, about 2,000 cubits in length. Do not come near it, in order that you may know the way you shall go, for you have not passed this way before. And Joshua said to the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua said to the priests, pick up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. The Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. And Joshua said to the people of Israel, come, hear, and listen to the word of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, here is how you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is passing over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore, take 12 men from the tribes of Israel, from each tribe a man, and when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap. So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water. Now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest. The waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. And those flowing down toward the sea of the Arabah, the salt sea, were completely cut off. And the people passed over opposite Jericho. Now the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel was passing over on dry ground until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. The Lord gave them very clear instructions. The Lord used his servant to fulfill his word. And the Lord revealed his wonders to his people. The instruction to the people were very simple.
给他子民的指示非常的简单。
See the ark, follow the ark.
看着约柜，跟从约柜。
Very simple.
非常简单.
We are thankful that we know the true and the living God.
感谢神让我们认识又真又活的神.
With so many gods and so many teachings out there in the world,
这个世界上有各种各样的神，各种各样的宗教.
It is truly by the grace of God that we know the one and only true and living God.
实在是神的恩典让我们知道那位独一的又真又活的神。
But even though we know this one and only true and living God,
虽然我们认识这位独一的又真又活的神,
sometimes we may fall into a trap.
有时我们却会掉入陷阱。
We may fall into the trap of losing track of the person of Jesus Christ.
我们可能会掉入一个陷阱，使我们不再专注在耶稣基督这个人身上。
And fall into the trap of following something else. We may fall into the trap of following a religion.
We may
fall into the trap of following rules and regulations. We may fall into a trap of following a teaching. Sometimes those teachings are very good. Sometimes we may fall into the trap of following teachers. Very, very good teachers. And lose sight of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是却失去了我们专注在耶稣基督的之上。
These were all the traps that the Jews fell into when Jesus came.
当耶稣来的时候，以色列人、犹太人所掉进的就是这样的陷阱。
They were very religious.
他们非常的宗教。
They put the law and Moses above God.
他们将律法和摩西置在神之上。
So when their God came, they didn't see.
所以当他们的王来到的时候，他们却不认识。
They were found to be following somebody other than the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们跟从了不是主耶稣基督、耶稣基督之外的人。
See the ark, follow the ark.
看着约柜，跟从约柜。
See the Lord, follow the Lord.
注目主，跟从主。
Sometimes we're very busy.
有时候我们非常忙碌。
Busy with life,
生活中的忙碌,
busy with work,
工作上的忙碌,
busy with family,
家庭带来的忙碌,
busy with ministries,
我们的服事,
that we may fall into traps such as these.
我们可能掉入类似的陷阱。
And sometimes it's helpful, sometimes it's necessary.
有的时候是需要,
that we pause, we stop, and take a look.
我们是需要停下来,
and ask the Lord to search our hearts and know us.
求神来检查我们的心, 认识我们。
Lord, are we following you or something or someone else?
我们是跟从主你自己呢, 还是跟从其他的人, 其他的事?
And may the Lord always lead us on the right path and the right track.
求神帮助我们一直在正确的道路上。
He knows we need to see the Lord and follow the Lord.
我们需要看见主，跟从主。
And Joshua said to the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you."
约书亚对百姓说，你们要洁净自己，明天神要在你们当中行奇事。
I know that some brothers and sisters set aside Saturday evenings.
我知道有一些弟兄姐妹，他们把周六的晚上分别出来。
They set aside time on Saturday evening so they can prepare their hearts.
他们把周六晚上的时间分别出来，预备自己。
Prepare their minds and even their bodies.
将他们的心思、他们的身体分别出来。
Because sometimes we can come to service like today and our heart's not ready.
有的时候我们可能周日来到这样的聚会，但是心却没有预备好。
Our minds are busy.
我们心思忙碌。
And our bodies may be tired.
我们的身体疲倦。
But I think those who consecrate themselves before they meet with the Lord.
但是那些在来遇见主之前洁净自己。
Whether it's a worship service or a Bible study or any fellowship in front of the Lord.
无论是主日的聚会还是查经的聚会。
I'm sorry. Does anybody have some Tylenol? I've never had this kind of, my head is a little throbbing.
有人带止痛片吗? We have verse 8.
I'm sorry. Let me just take a breath then. It's cold in here. I don't know if it's because it's cold, but... Yeah, I'm sorry. Let me take a seat for a sec.
Translate. Okay, let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we look upon you.
愿你儿子耶稣基督的宝血厚厚遮盖我们的弟兄姊妹。
May your precious blood of Jesus Christ will cover our brother.
愿弟兄蒙你自己大能的保守。
And may our brother receive your precious blood.
你成为我们弟兄的依靠。
And you are the one who he can depend on.
他的力量。
His power.
他的医治。
His will.
他的平安。
And his peace.
愿你自己用你的圣灵
May your Holy Spirit
使我们弟兄里里外外都被你所刚强
Strengthen our brother from inside and outside
愿你此刻就赐下主你自己的大能
And at this time, please pour down your power
你保守我们的弟兄
And to keep him
主你死里复活的大能在他的里面
And you give him the resurrection power.
你也借着弟兄的软弱
And through our brother's weakness.
显出你的恩典
To reveal your grace. To reveal your grace that is sufficient for him.
你的恩典要在软弱的人身上得以完全
And your grace is going to show perfect on the weak people.
你死里复活的大能要使我们弟兄的软弱成为刚强
And the strength of your resurrected life is going to be the strength for our brother.
愿你自己的爱可以丰丰满满的充满在我们弟兄之中。
And may your love be filling in our brother.
使他在你的里面。
So that when he is in you,
得蒙你自己的保守和眷顾。
Receive your caring.
显出主你自己的荣耀。
And to reveal your glory.
我们把感谢把赞美都归给你。
And we give thanks and praise to you.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we prepare, when we consecrate ourselves to the Lord before we meet with Him,
当我们遇见主之前，来通过洁净自己来预备的时候
，I think those who come prepared, those who consecrate themselves, are more likely to see and encounter the Lord than those who just simply show up.
那些洁净自己。预备自己的来到聚会 就更容易遇见神自己。
And our preparation and our consecration is not so that we come and we look good to other people.
我们预备自己、洁净自己，不是为了表现得比别人更好。
Not so that our singing sounds good to other people.
不是让我们唱的让别人听我们唱的更好。
Not so that our prayers impress other people.
也不是用我们的祷告来让别人惊讶。
The consecration and the preparation is all for the glory of the Lord Jesus.
我们的预备，我们洁净自己，都是为了神的荣耀。
That His name would be glorified and lifted up in the midst of His people.
使他的名可以得到荣耀，在他的子民当中被高举。
As we see the Lord and follow the Lord and consecrate ourselves to the Lord,
当我们定睛在主的身上，跟从主，把为我们洁净自己的时候，
we begin to see that the living God is among us.
我们开始看见这位永活的神就在我们当中。
The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you."
主对耶和华说，今天我要在，从今日起，我必使你在以色列众人眼前尊大，使他们知道我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
It is the Lord's work to exalt His servant.
是主自己的工作，使人升高。
It is not the responsibility of the servant to exalt himself.
一个仆人，这不是仆人的责任，使他自己升高。
In this world, if you want to be a leader, if you want to be a leader of men, you have to prove yourself.
在这个世界，你如果想要成为一个带领别人的领导，你要自己努力。
You have to show to everybody and prove yourself that you are worth for people to follow.
你要向别人证明，其他的人应该来跟从你。
But it is the Lord who exalts His servants.
但是使人升高的是神自己。
How does that happen?
这是怎样一个过程？
What is the process by which the Lord exalts His servants?
神是用什么样的过程来高抬他的仆人呢？
How did the Lord exalt Moses?
神怎样使摩西升高呢？
And how will the Lord exalt Joshua now?
神怎样使摩西亚能够在众人面前尊大呢？
I believe there are two things most important and critical for leaders.
我相信有两件最最重要的事，对于领导来讲，有两件最重要的事。
And Moses demonstrate these two important things throughout his life.
摩西呢，他一生都将这两件重要的事情显明出来。
Moses obeyed the word of the Lord.
摩西他遵从主的话。
Moses humbled himself before the Lord and the people.
在人在神面前，摩西谦卑自己。
One of the wonderful commentaries the Bible has about the servant Moses.
在圣经当中。神对摩西的最重要的话。
The Bible says that Moses did everything just as the Lord commanded him.
就是摩西照着神所说的话做了一切的事。
Moses performed a lot of miracles.
摩西行了许多的神迹。
Starting from turning the water into blood.
从将水变成血开始。
The plagues,
各样的灾祸。
The Passover,
逾越节
，the parting of the Red Sea，
啊，过红海
，speaking with the Lord on the mountain，
在山上与神面对面
，if the Lord used me to perform one small miracle，
如果神通过我做一件小的神迹。
I think that small miracle would make me pretty proud.
我想可能这件小事会让我非常的骄傲。
But the servant Moses,
但是神的仆人摩西,
he obeyed the Lord and he humbled himself.
他听从主,而且他谦卑。
The Lord exalted Moses in the sight of all Israel because Moses obeyed the Lord humbly.
神在以色列众人面前高抬摩西，因为摩西谦卑地顺从神。
This is a wonderful testimony of a servant of the Lord.
这是主的仆人的美好的见证。
The Bible also says that Moses was the most humble man in the face of the earth.
圣经也说，摩西是在所有的人，在世上所有人人当中最最卑微。
But Moses was humble, and he obeyed the Lord.
因为摩西他在神面前卑微并且顺服。
And as he humbled himself and did everything as the Lord commanded him, the Lord exalted him.
当他在神面前谦卑，听从主一切吩咐的时候，神就使他升高。
We know that Joshua was Moses' assistant during those 40 years in the wilderness.
在旷野这四十年，约书亚是摩西的助手。
As his assistant, Joshua learned obedience and humility.
约书亚作为摩西的助手，他也学习了谦卑和顺服。
Obedience and humility are probably the last two words that we think of when we think of commander or a leader.
当我们想到一个指挥官，想到一个领袖的时候，我们最后想到的两个词可能就是谦卑和顺服。
But these two characteristics will be an important characteristic in Joshua as he leads his people into the promised land.
当约书亚带领神的子民进入应许之地的时候，这两个品格对约书亚来讲是最最重要的。
So that's how the Lord began to exalt Joshua in the eyes of all Israel.
主就是这样在以色列众人面前来使约书亚升高。
The Lord told Joshua what to do.
主告诉约书亚当做的事。
And Joshua humbly obeyed the Lord's commands.
约书亚谦卑地顺服神的命令。
And when it happened according to God's word through Joshua,
当神的话借着约书亚而成就的时候，
the people knew that God was in and with Joshua as God was with Moses.
以色列人就知道神与约书亚同在，就像神与摩西同在一样。
And Joshua was exalted as the Lord's servant.
约书亚就是成为神所高举的他的仆人。
It says in Deuteronomy that when a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the word does not come to pass or come true, that it is a word that the Lord had not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously.
申命记里面说，先知若奉神的名说预言，而这他的话没有成就， 那就不是主借着他说话，而是先知自己说话。
So the Lord tells Joshua what to do.
主告诉约书亚当做的事。
The Lord tells Joshua to tell the people what to do.
也主也告诉约书亚怎样告诉以色列人。
And as in this case, the Lord says what will happen.
然后主说什么将要发生什么事。
And if it doesn't happen according to what Joshua said,
如果约书亚所说的没有发生,
the people can know that Joshua spoke presumptuously.
那么以色列人就知道约书亚是自己说话。
When the Lord's servant obeys the Lord in humility,
当神的仆人谦卑顺服主的话的时候,
the Lord exalts his servant.
主就高抬他的仆人。
Through the exalted servant of the Lord, we can experience that the living God is among us.
通过主所高举的仆人，主所高抬的仆人，我们现在就能够经历神就在我们当中。
When the Israelites were at the near the Jordan River,
当以色列人来到约旦河边的时候，
it was the time of the year when the Jordan River overflowed to all its banks.
是约旦河水上溢，流出河床的时候。
I wonder how many of the Israelites went to take a look at the Jordan River.
我不知道多少以色列人想去看一看约旦河。
They were told that they were going to cross the Jordan.
圣经里面记载，当他们来到约旦河的时候。
How were they going to cross the Jordan?
他们怎么过约旦河呢？
Nowhere in chapter 1 did God say how they're going to cross the Jordan.
约旦河第一章里面没有说，神没有说叫他们怎样过约旦河。
God did say they're going to cross the Jordan.
神的确说他们要过约旦河。
Did not say how.
但是却没有说怎样过。
I wonder if some people wondered, okay, are we going to build a bridge?
有的人想，也许我们应该造一座桥。
Are we going to build boats? Boats.
也许我们应该渡船过去。
Are we going to swim across?
还是游过去？
Verses 9, 10, okay, again, let me just, for the sake of time, let me just read the English part. And Joshua said to the people of Israel, come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, here's how you shall know that the living God is among you. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth is passing over before you into the Jordan. And when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the ark of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap. So as I said before, this is the first time the Lord revealed to the Israelites how they're going to cross the Jordan.
约书亚记三章第十三节是主第一次告诉以色列人说他们将如何渡过约旦河。
It hadn't happened yet. It didn't happen yet.
这个时候呢，只是告诉他们。
Joshua told the Israelites what's going to happen.
约书亚告诉以色列人会发生什么。
If Joshua made this up,
如果是约书亚自己编造的。
When things begin to move,
当事情在运行的时候。
If this is Joshua's wishful thinking,
如果是约书亚他自己一厢情愿，
it's not happening.
将会发生什么？
The Jordan River is about 150 miles long.
约旦河长约150英里。
Jericho is situated about 10 miles north of the Dead Sea.
约利哥城在死海之北大约十英里之处。
So the Jordan River at this point is towards the end, at the bottom.
那这个时候，约旦河已经接近它的最末尾。
So you know the Hudson River near Manhattan, the flow rate is much higher than 100 miles up the river.
大家知道，当 Hudson River 到纽约的时候，它的水流已经远比在上处的时候急促。
This is because as the river, the big river is flowing down, there's other smaller rivers that keep adding to the river.
这是因为当河水向下流动的时候呢，其他的小河和分岔，它们的河水会汇入到大河之中。
And plus the fact that this is the time of the harvest, the flow is springtime. If you know,
那这个季节呢，是收割的季节，就是水涨的时候。
When the snow is melting, the people who go whitewater rafting go in the springtime when the river is flowing faster.
那么冬天过了，当雪水融化的时候，那些去rafting 的人，他们都知道水流会更加的急促。
So if any of the Israelites went to the river and looked,
如果以色列人真的跑到河边去看的话,
they would have seen that the river is flowing pretty rapidly. Numbers 26:51 tells us
民数记26章51节告诉我们说,
that there were 601,730 men.
以色列男人当时以色列男人有六百六十万一千七百三十人。
This is only the men 20 years and older of fighting age.
那这六十多万人呢，只是说在20岁以上的以色列男人。
The Lord had Moses take the census the second time at the end of the 40 years. In the wilderness.
那么在40年流浪之后, 神告诉摩西要数点, 再一次, 第二次数点以色列人。
So if we take that number and calculate and figure out how many, counting women and children,
如果我们以60万男人为基础, 再加上妇女和儿童的话,
it is estimated that there were about 2 to 3 million people.
估计有200万到300万人。
2 to 3 million people, plus their possessions and their livestock.
200-300万人，加上他们的财物，再加上他们的牲畜。
Even if the Jordan River is not that big,
就算约旦河不是非常的大,
the sheer number is enormous.
那人数，这对于这个人数来讲呢，是非常。 非常之重。
Just to give us an idea of how big these numbers are.
给大家大概一个概念, 这个数目有多大?
Does anybody know how long it takes for you to count from 1 to 1 million?
有没有人知道, 如果你从一数到100万的时候, 要花多少时间?
Just to count that number.
就数, 单单的数, 从一到100万。
Because as you get higher, you have to repeat a lot of numbers, right?
当你数的数目越大的时候，你就重复的越多。
If I counted 1 to 1 million, it would take me 11 days.
如果我来数的话，从一数到100万的话，需要11天。
2 to 3 million people plus their possessions and livestock.
200-300万人，加上他们的财物，加上他们的牲畜。
How are they going to cross the Jordan?
他们怎么过约旦河?
In one day.
一天之内,
3 days earlier, Joshua commanded the leaders to go throughout the camp, get ready.
3天之前, 约书亚告诉民中的官长,走到营中告诉百姓,要预备好。
In 3 days, you're going to cross the Jordan.
3天之后,你们要过约旦河。
They're on the third day.
就到了第三天,
How are they going to cross the Jordan today?
他们当天怎样过约旦河呢?
In Joshua 3, verse 4, one of the instructions was, you shall stand, there shall be a distance between you and the ark about 2,000 cubits in length. Do not come near it in order that you may know the way you shall go, for you have not passed this way before.
战章第四节里面,神给以色列人的指示是,只是你们和约柜相离,要量两千肘。 不可与约柜相近,使你们知道所当走的路,因为这条路你们向来没有走过。When
we come to a river,
当我们到河边的时候,
the water runs in the valley.
河水是在河谷流动。If
we come towards the river,
我们向河走的话,
we'll be above where the river is flowing.
我们是在河流之上。
From that distance, as the Israelites are following the ark,
以色列跟从约柜的距离,
it's like a theater, you know, when the like a stadium.
就是像你来到运动场,
this everybody in the stadium can see what's happening on the field.
运动场上的观众都可以看到下面场地。
From that vantage point, as they see the ark being carried by the Levites,
因为他们在高处有这样的优势, 他们可以看见在下面的祭司, 利未人,
they will be able to see what's happening.
他们可以清楚地看见下面发生的事。
As Joshua instructed the priests,
约书亚告诉利未人,
they walked, they carried the ark into the Jordan,
抬着约柜下到约旦河,
and with their feet stood in the midst of the Jordan,
当他们脚踏入约旦河的时候,
it says the water stopped flowing at Adam.
水流就在亚当城那里面断。Adam
is about 20 miles upstream from Jericho.
亚当城是在耶利哥之北面或者上流20英里的地方。So
from 20 miles upriver,
在河流上出20英里。In,
so from lower than Jericho,
到下面的耶利哥,
the river is dry.
河干了,
there's about 30 miles of dry ground.
有约30英里的干地,
2 to 3 million people with their possessions and livestock.
2到300,000人带着他们的财物和牲畜,
with 20 miles of real estate,
有20英里的干地,
can cross the Jordan in one day.
一天之内过了约旦河。
This is how the Lord proved himself to the Israelites.
神就这样向以色列人证明了他自己的话。
All Israel crossed the Jordan in one day.
所有的以色列人在一天过了约旦河。
Just as the Lord had said.
像神说的一模一样。
The Lord had told Joshua,
主告诉约书亚说,
Joshua told the people,
约书亚又传达给以色列人,
and it happened exactly as the Lord said.
就像主所说的完全一样。
When the Israelites, especially those who are young,
对于以色列人, 特别是年轻的一代,
those who had not seen the wonders that the Lord had performed in Egypt,
那些没有看到主在以色列所行的神迹的一代,
when they heard the word of the Lord,
当他们听见主的话的时候,
and as they obeyed and observed what the Lord did,
顺服并且看到主的作为的时候，
They knew, they saw and knew that the living God was among them.
他们就看见并且相信永活的神就在他们当中。
Jesus had taught the disciples that the prophets, that the law and the prophets hung on just two commandments.
耶稣告诉他的门徒说，律法和先知就总纲就是两点。
Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor.
爱主你的神，爱人如己。
How could this be possible if we don't see the Lord?
如果我们没有看见神的话，这怎么可能呢？
How can we love this invisible God?
我们怎么能够爱这位看不见的神呢？
Unless we see him.
除非我们看见他。
I don't know if any of you have seen the Lord personally, physically.
我不知道你们当中有没有人用肉眼看见主。
But by grace through faith.
但是借着恩典和信心。
Each one of us in this room,
我们这里的每一个人
have seen and believed and experienced and tasted this wonderful Lord.
我们都看见，都相信，都经历了这位奇妙的主。
I think some of us who are older need to be reminded.
我们当中一些年长的需要被提醒。
That the living God is among us.
这位永活的神就在我们当中。
And I especially believe that the younger generation,
我特别的相信年轻的一代。
Those who have grown up in the church,
就是在教会里面长大的一代。
The testimony is not that we grew up in the church.
我们的见证不是我们在教会长大。
Our faith is not based on the fact that our parents believe.
我们的信心不是说因为我们的父母他们相信了主。
It has to be something that we have seen with our own eyes.
乃是说我们要自己看见神。
For those younger brothers and sisters,
对于年轻的弟兄和姐妹，
Do you know that the living God is among you?
你是否知道这位神就在我们当中。
If we don't know,
如果我们不知道，
This is what we know that we have to pray.
我们就知道我们要为这件事情祷告。
And ask God to help us.
求神来帮助我们。
To open our eyes to see.
开我们的眼睛来看见他。
Lord, what are you doing in the midst of us?
主你就在我们当中。
Is God dead?
神死了吗？
Is God not doing anything among us?
神在我们当中不再做任何事了吗？
For most of us, it's not the parting of the Red Sea or the Jordan River.
对于我们这些从来没有看到过红海和约旦河。
When the Lord opens our eyes to see,
愿神开我们的眼睛，让我们今天看见。
Salvation and people who are, we think is just hopeless. Salvation and people who we just think it's hopeless.
救恩是为没有盼望的人所预备的。
Changes in us that we know it's impossible.
改变我们，让我们知道那些不可能的事。
Changes in others that we know it's impossible.
要改变别人对我们来讲是不可能的。
But God is doing.
但是神呢？
But God is doing such things in the midst of us.
神也在我们当中做事。
When the Lord opens our eyes to see that He's delivering many people still.
让神看我们的眼睛，让我们看到他还在拯救许多的人。
And raising up leaders among us we never realized was possible.
也 能够使我们当中带领的，他们可以看见神在我们当中做不可能的事。
And I noticed today, I haven't visited for a while, but I noticed today that many young brothers and sisters serving that I didn't see before.
我有一阵子没来了，今天我看到我们当中以前我没有见到的年轻的弟兄姐妹在当中服事。
Isn't God among us?
神是不是在我们当中
？Working，
在我们当中做工。
Sometimes we don't notice it.
有的时候我们忽略了。
Sometimes we're too busy to notice it.
有的时候我们太忙。
Sometimes our attention is drawn to somewhere else.
有的时候我们只注意其他的事，其他的人。
But when we consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
但是当我们向主自洁的时候。
And ask the Lord to open our eyes to see.
求神开我们的眼睛，使我们看见。
We will see.
我们就能看见。
That the living God is among us.
就能够看见这位拯救的神就在我们当中。
Faithfully working.
在我们当中信实的做工。
Faithfully raising up his servants.
信实的来兴起他的仆人。
So that the whole body can experience and taste. The living God.
使基督的整个身体都能够看见并且尝到我们的主耶稣基督。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
愿神恩待我。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for Jesus.
主，我们为着主耶稣基督，我们实在感谢你。
Who is our good shepherd? Who is our good shepherd?
他是我们的好牧人。
The good shepherd who will never leave us or forsake us.
好牧人从来不会撇弃我们。
The Lord who is faithfully, graciously working among us.
神乃是照着他的信实在我们当中成就他的恩典。
I pray that you will open each one of our eyes.
求你开我们每一个人的眼睛。
To see and to know that the living God is among us.
能够看见这位活神就在我们当中。
And because you are among us,
因为你在我们当中，
you will lead us into many victories.
能够带领我进入你的应许。
Both individually,
个人的，
and especially as a church.
特别是教会团体的。
You are the one who will lead us into victory.
是你带我们进入得胜。
For the praise and the glory of your name,
我们赞美称颂你的荣耀。
Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名我们祷告，阿门。
Amen.